Well, we got a lot of people that are getting onto the web as we speak. Again, if you're new to this call, go to pathfinders.biz. That's pathfinders.biz on your computer. Go to the first page, and where it talks about the Monday night training call, click on where it says click here, and it'll take you right into the WebEx. And when we have some slides up here, you'll be able to see the slides that will correlate with what we're talking about. Tonight's going to be a really interesting call, so you want to make sure you get on there. It's pathfinders.biz. Welcome, everybody, to the Pathfinders call. It is an exciting call tonight. We're going to have a really good time. It is Monday night, 9 o'clock, straight up. We're getting ready to rock and roll. We've got people dialing in from all over the country, all over the world. I know we've got people that are filling up these lines. And if you need to, you can go to the overflow line. That's cool, because it usually fills up, too. So we're really excited about what's taking place here. It seems to be that Neekin is just rocking the world, rocking the country right now. Before we get started, I want to just comment about July 31st. There's going to be a Round Rock in Austin training for leaders only. There are very few tickets left to this, folks, and it's going to be really awesome. It's going to be a different format. Rick's going to talk a little bit about what's going to happen there a little bit later on. And Paige, I'm sure, is going to chime in and talk about that, too, because she's going to be taking an active part of that. But it is an awesome training. We did a little bit of it up here in Waco about a month ago on a Saturday, and people are just, they learned. My team just grew so much. Matter of fact, I want to thank Rick and Paige on this call for being up here last Thursday. Came up here to do the worldwide preview. It was awesome, filling the room up and just having a blast. So we appreciate y'all down there in Austin letting us borrow him for that night, and Paige too. Tonight, like I said, it's going to be an interesting call. It's going to be a different kind of call. We've got Rick and Paige, obviously Paige, the Velvet Hammer Murphy on the line. And they're going to be talking about, tonight's call is your call. It's about your questions. So if you've got any questions, you need to type them into where it says chat. Send them to one of the team members or to Rick, and we'll try and respond to them. It's going to be neat tonight because we're going to be going all over the board. We've got people that are traveling. If you're traveling and you're on the live side, either have your line tested or mute out so that there's not a lot of background noise. So we're going to have a good time tonight. I'm going to turn it over to Rick and Paige Murphy. Go for it, guys.
Awesome. Paige, you ready for a great call tonight?
Absolutely.
Awesome. We're going to get going. And Paige and I had a long talk this last couple weeks. And with this being the 4th of July weekend and tonight not technically being part of the holiday, even though it is a federal holiday, we did not want to drop a heavy topic on everybody where people would have to be rushing back. People would be doing a lot of family things and all that good stuff. So we didn't want to have a topic where people would miss something because they were on the road. We had a lot of folks tell us they would be driving and listening on the phone. So what we wanted to do, because there would be a lot of folks here, at the same time a lot of folks couldn't get on the WebEx, we're going to do something kind of neat tonight and take your questions. And I want to start doing this after talking, like, regularly. Paige and I want to take the time to do this more often so that we can get as much input for you guys as possible. So what I'd like you to do, once we get going, is go ahead and in the chat, send the questions that you have to the Rick and Paige Pathfinders up there and send them in there. And I've already got a couple that people have emailed and chatted, but just send it to Rick and Paige Murphy. I'll read them as they come on board. And this is an opportunity for you to ask the questions that you have so that we can help you, you know, learn those things. And I've got a couple going already. One thing I want to talk about, and this is going to be really neat, is something we're going to be able to offer on July the 31st, and this is going to be really, really cool stuff. That July 31st training is going to be a new direction for us, and we're doing it live here in Round Rock. Our eventual goal will be to do them in different locations around the country, but when we were talking about this, and I have to give Paige the credit for this with all the technology and stuff, and then second was Don in the Chicago group, and then third was Dave Johnson, all three kind of separately had said, why don't we use technology and let's broadcast this? So what we're going to do, the live location right now, we only have 90 seats. We're going to have about six trainers. We're either going to have six or seven trainers. We'll try to decide about one of the trainers and to see how we're going to handle that right now, but due to being out of town or some scheduling issues. But what we're going to do is we're going to teach a very intensive workshop. And I'm telling you guys this because I want you to understand what this thing is, where we can get in one day done what would take months of development to do otherwise. We're going to start the morning with breakfast here live, but where the actual event's going to pick up, we're going to do 9 to 10, what a professional networker is and what your goal is in NECAN, 10 to 10, 15, why we do what we do in getting started, not just what getting started is. We're going to teach you why advanced NECAN, why you want to get products, So when you understand the why yourself, you'll better be able to communicate that to your new people. We're going to teach you the basics of going silver. We're going to teach you how to set goals effectively without any nonsense, what you should be goaling yourself so that you can go make some money this quarter and every month. We're going to then go over your catchphrase, your two-minute story, and your why, so those are polished. And then the afternoon, we're going to come back. We're going to give you advanced process and working at a distance training, accountability in the numbers, which is really going to be a great segment, using the Power Launch Bonus promoting events, and then we're going to pipeline in Dave Johnson and Doug Braun, president of NECAT, of course, to close out the day. And we're, of course, going to be bringing Dennis and Ruth on and some other leaders as we go down. We're going to do two slots per event, and that's what we're going to do. So first of all, you guys that are going to be there, does that not sound like an awesome day?
Sure does.
Yeah.
It is going to be good. And Donna, since I hear your voice, you were one of the people who helped me hear this. We're actually going to use the Skype platform right now. And what we're going to do, because that carries both sound and picture, is we're going to be using your location, Donna. And I know, Paige, you're excited about this. You're going to be the first live location that will be a house full of people involved in the training from your house, aren't you?
Woo-hoo! I am so excited. I am planning, you know, my house is going to be packed.
Really? What kind of a group do you think? What kind of a crowd do you think you'll have, just out of curiosity?
I would guess at a minimum have 20 people here.
Wow. That is so fantastic, Donna. And so you obviously have a camera on you guys. You'll be able to set, so we'll be like being in the same room.
Got to figure out the technology on this end, but I have a lot of good support for that.
Well, we're going to do a dry run for this, probably immediately following a Pathfinder's call in the next couple of weeks, so that we can get this nailed. And the reason we're mentioning this is because we can handle maybe 10 locations this first time. We're not going to take more than that, and we may not take even more than just one, depending on the level of interest. But if you're out there listening and you would like to peek back into this event, the local event, I believe, is sold out or very close to it. So if you're local and you want a live ticket, you need to shake your tail feathers because they're going to be gone pretty rickety-tick. But if you're at a distance and you'd like to participate in this and you can get at least 5 people in the room, because to participate in these events, you're going to need a little bit of a group there because you're going to be doing things with each other. When you guys come to this live training, Paige and I did not want you sitting there all day. When we talk about catchphrase, you're going to be taught what a catchphrase is, and then you're going to work in a group of 5, developing it amongst yourselves, and have time to share it. You're going to have coaches doing this with you. So we want you guys to have that at your location. If you think you can get 5 people in a room and you'd like to be one of the pilots for this location training, just shoot Paige and I an email at that merp77@aol.com, and we will square you away. And we're probably not going to take a ton on this first go-round, but you're welcome to it. So that's up and coming. Anybody have any questions about the July 31st training before I move on to some of the questions people sent in?
I'm ready.
It is going to be an absolute blast. Next we're going to do is be on September 25th. And if it's successful as this one looks, we're probably going to start doing on even maybe perhaps more regular basis, because there's just a ton of interest in it. We were actually pretty shocked at how fast the tickets went with everybody doing that. So that's what's going on with that. I want to take a minute on that. And Super P. Levy, are you on the call? I know you're on.
I am.
Are you there, Super P?
I'm here.
You sent me a really neat email when we said email some questions. Would you repeat your question live, since it's better than me reading your email, since you're here anyway? What was your basic question that you sent to Paige and I today about something you'd like to know or you'd like to have us share with other people?
Yeah, what I wanted to know was, what is the single most important thing for a new person to do with their NECAT business? They've seen the preview, they're really excited, and they've signed up. Now what?
That's perfect. And in fact, we're going to be talking about this a lot, but the best thing I can tell you to do, if you're a brand new person out there listening, or if you're new, is there's the mechanical aspects of the business, which is, of course, you know, getting your pack, getting, you know, your e-NECAT and all those sorts of things. And those are all the things that will connect you. But, you know, you could say, how do I be a professional soccer player or a professional football player? And I could go out today and buy the – well, let me ask you this. Would you guys agree that I could go out right now, and if I said, I want to be a professional football player, would you guys agree that if you had the money, you could go out and buy the exact same pads and uniform as any pro football player?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. So I could go buy the pads. I could go buy everything. Does that make me a pro football player? No, it doesn't. Now, what would make me a pro football player, guys? Buying the uniform and looking the part, or what makes you a professional football player?
Training.
Sure. And, go ahead, Donna.
Training and practice. Doing it.
Yeah, doing it.
Getting out and running the move.
Yes, you're precisely right. And this is the thing that I wanted to let you guys know. The game of kneecap happens when you're around the business. And there's the best thing I can tell you to do if you're new is to have the equipment and do the thing, use the products and all that. That's great. But if I could give you any one piece of advice, Paula, and I'm not talking to you, we're talking in general, it would be to plug in and get around the group. That one-on-one, to be at your live meeting once a week, to be on your training call, you know, and to go to your monthly event. You know, there's nobody out there on this call listening that is so busy that you can't arrange your schedule to make those events. And the thing that I want to let you guys know is the reason to go to the event is not to support the event, even if that's a byproduct. It's to get around the people doing the business, and it rubs off, and it changes you by being around it. It puts you on the field in the game. So if I could give anybody any advice, it would be to, and what most people do is they build their business in such a way that, for example, let's say you have all your daily activities, you got your job, you got your life, you got your activities. What people tend to do is they do all those things, and then Niken happens if there's nothing else going on. It's very easy not to do. There's nobody standing over you whipping you. What I recommend you guys do is budget your Niken time in, but like, we'll put it this way. Niken can pay you $10,000 a month and retire you the rest of your life. Your job has kept you in servitude, or your current circumstances have gotten you a life that you don't like, or you would be here anyway. So let me ask you this. Have you guys ever noticed that the thing that you don't like that keeps you in servitude is the thing that bumps the thing that can set you free?
Yep.
How many people on this call have ever noticed that with people? So here's this thing standing there with open arms saying, I want to retire you and give you the world, and you've got this thing over here that keeps you in bondage and a life you don't like. And what the smart, wise person would do is they would start to say, I'm going to make my Niken time sacrosanct, and I'm going to get plugged in and do those things. And when you're around the events, you're going to learn how to talk to people. You're going to learn how to do those things, and you're going to pick up the business anyway. So, Paula, the biggest single thing I would tell you if you were new, if I could only give you one piece of advice, it would be to plug in and get around the events as much as possible. Is that a clear answer? Do you have any questions about that? Because that's a great question.
No, that's a very clear answer, and I think it's very helpful. But it was one thing that I wanted to know when I first joined and that I thought would help others as well as myself.
It's
connected.
It's not net miracle marketing. It's a career.
Yeah.
It is. And I'll tell you something else about this. We were in church this weekend, and I'm not going to talk about all of it because we're going to talk about some of it on July 30th. Hey, it has some really neat things to incorporate. I'll talk about something that won't necessarily be in that part of the presentation about accountability, and that's one of the reasons people don't start. And it's a really fascinating sermon this weekend by a great guy, and he was talking about entrepreneurs, all kinds of different things. And so, do you guys realize one of the biggest reasons people don't start is perfectionism? How many of you guys have either yourselves felt or had other people you sponsored feel like they have to know everything before they can do anything?
I'm guilty.
Oh, yes.
You can't. And this is the thing about this business is you can't learn everything there is to know about prospecting because the only way to learn about it is to do it. I would rather have you go out and talk to 30 people and say something ridiculous and learn from it than sit around the house talking to nobody and not. So, you know, all of you guys that say, well, I'm getting gunned down, well, you're also getting better. There's nobody out there that ever kicked a 50-yard field goal that made their first 20 tries. You know, and that's a really important thing. That's going to dovetail into what Jeremy Greco just said as a question, and I really encourage you guys to take this opportunity to send more questions, and I got a stack of them here, but I really want to hit some of these. Is you know, perfectionism, there is no perfect in this business. There's do. You know, a perfect is doing. If you're talking to somebody, just like the United States Navy says, if you're a ship's captain, your general order is to take your ship and put it next to another enemy ship, and if you're doing that, you're 90% right. If you're in the Army and you're shooting somebody that's bad, you're 90% right. You know, if you're talking to somebody, you're 90% right. So part two of that, Paula, is to make those daily activities to plug in. That dovetails into what Jeremy Greco just asked. which is regarding to working on a 100 list, when a new consultant is getting started and trying to, and they create their catchphrase, they having challenges with them feeling comfortable using it for contacting their 100 list. They seem confident speaking with strangers, but are concerned about feeling salesy with their friends. What is your coaching new people is to have them work their 100 list and feel natural? Also, when working with them on their 100 list, do you ever do a couple calls for them so they get the feel for it? That's a great question, and Jeremy, I applaud you for that. The best thing I can tell you about your guys' catchphrase, and I think you're going to see this on July 31st, this is what we don't want. We are bringing a multi-billion dollar, multinational, unique company utilizing the finest of technologies. Has anybody ever written a catchphrase that just sounds like a legal brief? Has anybody ever had one that...
To get the information out there rather than speaking from the heart. I've done that.
Sure. And it's the kind of thing you do in a hotel room with other people that sounds like a good catchphrase, right? That's what it is. Your catchphrase should not just be something that has information in it. Your catchphrase should be something that you're comfortable with. And so the goal is, for example, if I'm talking to somebody, I don't draw a distinction between friends, family, or prospects because we do what we do. My wife and I bring in a very cool company here. That's how I talk, guys. You'd never hear me doing otherwise. We're bringing a really great company here. My wife and I love it. It's a huge Japanese outfit that's blended a major company with a home business and some franchising thrown in the mix. No one knows about us. We're going to be absolutely exploding. We get to work from home with residuals. We love it. Your catchphrase should match your natural speech patterns that you would talk. So it's not, the catchphrase is less something designed to make you perfect as it is to put in your words what you're doing. And the coaching aspect comes in so that you can know the things to add to it that would create interest. But your catchphrase should be in your vernacular. It should be in your language. It should be in your speech patterns. And like when we do the calls, I hear people reading it. I just want to go bananas. Sometimes I don't even correct it. But you know it's not going to catch anybody. I know it's not going to catch anybody. So what you do is you find something they're comfortable saying. Now, Jeremy, you have to distinguish whether they're uncomfortable talking about doing a business, period, or whether they're uncomfortable talking about that catchphrase. So you've got a bifurcation there between are they just uncomfortable with building a business or are they uncomfortable with that particular catchphrase. They're separate issues. One is you have to build the belief in what they're doing. Personally, guys, I'll tell you right now, I have probably read, and I'm not trying to sound toot my own horn here, I'm just saying as a statement of fact, I have probably read 1,000 books on history in my life, from 200 to 2,000 pages. I've read every book in history that I know, economics, it is like a passion of mine, I love it. I've read about history going back from the dawn of time. And I'm reading a book right now called War of the Worlds by Niall Ferguson. It's the 20th century conflict and the descent of Western civilization and the numbers behind it and the economics and what's going on in the world. I'm going to tell you guys something. I just got done reading about 100 pages on what happened in the Industrial Revolution. You know, gross domestic product grows by 3 or 4% a year. In the Industrial Revolution, it was doubling every 10. We went from muskets to machine guns in 30 years. What I'm trying to tell you guys is we are in a global, permanent paradigm shift. We're in an epoch shift. We are in a massive change. You guys are doing exactly the right thing. You are working from home. You are partners. You are freelancing. You are consumers. You are distributors. You're in the biggest industry in the world, which is healthcare, and the fastest growing part of it, which is wellness. You are in the right demographics. Older people want money and they want health. Younger people want freedom and they want the ability to have income without strings. Middle-aged people want a retirement plan. They're tired of what they're doing. They don't want to do another 20 years. You're in a global business. You're in a low-cost business. You're in a high-impact business. You are in a business that transcends borders, nationalities, and religions. You're in a business that has high-tech. You guys are in the perfect business. There has never been a business that is better suited for an economy than what you people are involved in right now. And you got to get that through your heads. What you have here, you have to be urgent, and you need to act on it. You need to understand that it's important to do this now because the global upheaval, guys, I'm telling you something, The Industrial Revolution happened the last part of the 1800s. The next 50 years were World War I, World War II, communism, the purges, fascism. All those things happened within 60 years of the Industrial Revolution because everything changed. You guys realize we're in the first decade of the technological revolution, the 90s and now are when it's really taking root. What do you guys think is going to happen when the entire world reshuffles over the next 100 years? You guys understand, this is what I'm talking about. The 100 Years War in Europe happened after the printing press, where it was basically war for 100 years. Now, I'm not saying this to be gloom and doom. I'm talking economics. What you guys are going to see from here is massive resource shifting all over the globe. Asia is on the rise. That is half the world's population. We are based in, foundationed in, Asian philosophy, thought, and our business model operates all over the Pacific Rim. Central America is going to be on the rise. That doesn't mean our decline. I'm talking about the rise of the rest. You guys are working a business in the markets that are expanding. You guys understand when you're talking about your catchphrase here, you got to understand this is more than I'm selling magnets. You guys are in the business of the future. I'm going to tell you something else. Nobody has ever gotten network marketing right. I just did a phone call with a guy last Tuesday or Wednesday, has been in four or five. He ended up being a rep for people that have been in bad MLMs. Over the past 5 years, hundreds of multi-level marketings have sprung up. 90% of them are scams with a jug of garbage because people are so desperate to find something else. When people that have been in other MLMs see what we're doing, they are blown away by our company, by our products, and by our training. If you guys can just have the courage right now to go tell people what this is, you will be multi-millionaires like Andrew Carnegie and the Rockefellers and those people. That is you. Now, you understand you asked me about a catchphrase. When I'm talking to people, this goes back to what Jeremy said, I don't have trouble feeling uncomfortable because I know all that. But all I'm telling that person is, we're doing something really cool, and it's the wave of the future. All of that is contained in that statement. But what you people are doing is the most profound business model shift. You know why Walmart kicked everybody's rear ends? You know, Walmart was a tiny little company, and you had Kmart and all, Montgomery Ward's, all these giant retailers doing inventory with pen and paper and light pens. Ben Franklin, the store we owned, had like 5,000 units. Walmart came in, they put a central computer in Arkansas, and if you ordered a pack of gum in Cincinnati, they knew the company was down one pack of gum and had automatic trigger points, and they could take the distributors, the companies in there that wanted to sell their chewing gum, and they could get whatever deal they wanted because they could get it from the Arkansas warehouse to the store absolutely as cheap as possible, and that's why Walmart became the biggest company in the world because they were the best at distribution. Let me ask you guys a question. What's the only way you can get more efficient than the Walmart model? Anybody want to take a guess?
Do it from home.
Go direct. You just hit it on the head, Ken. You guys realize we're the next evolution of global business, and it's already happening. 80 million people bought direct in 98. 880 million people bought direct in 2008. Guys, this is where the money is. So when I'm talking to my 100 list, I'm talking to a bunch of people on that list that still think a resume, by and large, is the way out, like this is 1986. So when I'm talking to people on that 100 list, I'm throwing them a lifeline from the old world to the new world. They're in the Austria-Hungarian Empire in 1914. I'm trying to pull them into the 20th century economy here, going back to give you the analogy. That's how profound this is. Guys, I'm reading this book here. It's the same thing that's happening today. Exactly what happened the turn of the century is happening again right now, and everybody's scurrying around with resumes, not knowing what's going on, and you guys are in the one home business that's going to get it right. So that should change everything with your catchphrase. So the bottom line for your answer is, as far as your catchphrase go, have it be something that they're excited about, not just something that sounds good, and that will be the easiest thing to do with that. Have it be something that they are excited about, that they're comfortable with, and then they'll never have trouble delivering it to friend, cold, hot, anything else, but it's got to start with that realization that what we're doing here is massive. Just had another really good question. Could you please show how to do those e-bites again from last week off Pathfinders.biz? Yes. If you go to the Pathfinders.biz homepage, let me give it to a full screen for those of you that can watch, and I'll try to narrate as best I can. Okay. You go to the Pathfinders.biz homepage, and then if you go down and click on the process, you're going to see this page pull up. And on this process page, you're going to scroll down under step one or step two, because that's where that 8-minute e-bite is. If you click on the 8 minutes, pathfinders.biz/8 minutes, all you guys have to do is you select it all by holding your left key, or you can hit edit, select all. That's edit, select all. You go into your email, click compose or write, right click. Oh, must not have got it. Hold up. Where is it? Okay. Let me pull it back up. Must not have got it yet. There we go. Copy. Then you go to your email, you right-click, and you paste it in. Guys, you're ready to go. And then all you do here, oh, it's frozen. That's great. Hold on. All you do there, then, is you go into your email. I've got them saved in here. Nikan e-bites. And when you open it up, it's right there. You just save it, and then all you have to do is forward the doggone thing out. That's it. Same thing with your step two e-bite. Let's go back to that one. All right, you go down underneath to step two. It's going to say that new Dennis Williams preview. If you click on Freedom 2015, do the exact same thing. You just cut and paste, copy, right-click. My computer's running really slow because I was this dog on WebEx. And then all you have to do is just type in the subject line and send it out. What I recommend you do so you don't have to keep doing it is you email it to yourself, and then you save it, and then all you have to do is click forward. And then you can send it out as many times as possible. Guys, those are the main ones that we use. We send, and then the Thursday Live NECAN Business Overview, the worldwide preview, we do the exact same thing. We just forward it out to people. So that's another really good question. That is exactly what we do. We have another question right here. Where did it go? I just lost it. Okay, here we go. This is from, let me go back to full screen. This is from Wendy Grace. And what the question is, a few weeks ago you seemed to say that you handed people an audio, then if they're interested, invite them to a wellness preview. Did you mean that you do not do one-on-one or an ABC in the middle of those two steps? I seem to have a block about getting the middle step accomplished, but some sources say this is necessary, is it? The short answer for this is it depends. Your success in having people come to live meetings will be directly related to how excited the people you are talking to are about what we're doing. So if you set this up where they're saying, wow, this is really exciting, I'd love to see the video, and then after that, wow, you know, if you say, well, what'd you like best, this thing is going to be really great, they say, what do I do next? We'll come out to the meeting Thursday night, and we'll give you the, you can meet the team, see the people, you know, see the products and everything else. You don't necessarily need that middle step. I think if you have the time and the ability to say to somebody, in other words, the ABC would be accomplished by the 8-minute video. They can be the same thing. If someone can't make the live meeting or watch something online, belly-to-belly is always going to be your better option, just to go and then you meet them, you talk to them, you get to know them. And that's the point when I would go to the 8-minute video or go through the ABC presentation. If you like that 2015 brochure, it's pretty much the same thing. That's what I would do live. So the ABC, whether you're emailing them a video or seeing them at a cafe or you know, and going over it live with them there, it's the same step. But what you want to look for, pretend like they're, if you guys have ever seen an aircraft carrier, they get the airplane sitting on the front, and they get their engines really, really high before they launch them. Because what would happen if their engine wasn't going enough and they launched them off the end of the ship? What do you guys think would happen?
Wow.
You go right in. So if you guys look in those old World War II movies, they would sit there and wind their hands up above their head, and when the engines go, they would know when it was high enough. They would get down on their knee and do that crazy launch thing they do in the Navy, and it would go off the front of the ship. What you guys want to do is have your prospect so their engine is whirring as high as possible, and then invite them out to that preview. Whether you need to go see them face-to-face or do the ABC with someone in the middle or not, that's a good thing. But what I'm trying to say to you is you don't necessarily have to do that middle step, because on the phone you can build so much value. You know, what do you want to do? You know, it's great to talk to you. Where are you from? Ask questions. what you should be doing with your prospects is not bombarding them with all your facts about NECAN, but asking them a ton of questions. If you're going to bombard your prospects, bombard them with questions about themselves. What do you want to do? Where are you from? How many kids do you have? Do you like what you do? You know, in other words, those Larry Profit questions are great off that. You can get them off pathfinders.biz too. Ask them those questions. You know, what would happen if you don't do this right now? Those questions and the more information you have will get it. Cowboy, are we going to
add something? Yeah, I want to add, the important part about that is that it is part of the process that you do something. Whether, like you said, whether it's an 8-minute video, whether it's, you know, however you create that interest, you've got to do something, because that was sort of like my question for a lot of people was, you know, I get people that are hung up with just trying to invite people just straight to a preview. And you and I and everybody in this call, on the live side especially, knows that's not going to work. You have to create some sort of interest. It's part of the process.
Yeah, and what a lot of people do, Steve, is they talk to a prospect. Five, they want to earn multi-$1 million. We're different than Amway. 4 million pieces of information, walk away with an email address thinking they just got the next roll of diamonds.
Right.
And what you want to walk away with is, who are they? What do they want? Where do they want to go? And then did I tell them, okay, they want to retire, they want to get their kids, it looks like it's a 38-year-old guy and his wife. He's been downsized twice. They just moved here from Chicago. They've got two kids that are young. They want to spend more time with. They're not making enough money. He used to make a lot more, and now he doesn't. And she is just going crazy in her job. They're looking to do something else. Okay, now I can slide this in and say, hey, guys, my wife and I are basically full-time. We'd love to help you get your business started. That's what we do, is we help busy people get unbusy. If you know a few people, you can connect them, and we'll show you how to use the infrastructure. We can help you get going until you're in a position to devote more time to it. Here's the 8-minute video. You watch that and tell us if what we're doing looks like a fit for you. And then if that looks good, we suggest you pop out Thursday night and see if it would be a fit for you. Then you know you're going to have a pretty good appointment, as opposed to if I told them all about NECAN and then again say come to the preview. Guys, the biggest place solid NECAN consultants fail is they tell people about NECAN instead of learn about the prospect. That's it. That's the bottom line. The more you can tell me about your people, the better you're going to do. So the bottom line with that is the meeting face-to-face is not to tell them about NECAN. It's to hear about them and then say, well, I don't know if NECAN's going to be a fit, but here's the tool. If you need to do that live to get that information, do it. And that's the best way to do it, but the reality of it is with time, you can't always do that. You can do it over the phone, but the rule of thumb is to get all the information out of them you can. Use that Larry Profit list if you need to. Get the information. Does that make sense, everybody?
Yep.
Anybody have anything you want to add to that? I'm trying to answer these as thoroughly as possible here. This is from Ruth in North Carolina. If you had someone on your team that is new tell you, I want to go silver this month, with the potential to also win the contest, how would you set the plan of action? Real, real simple. I would go to the 90-day planner off pathfinders.biz, and I would pop open the page that says Going Silver. And it's got three boxes with three boxes underneath of them, and you tell them, if you'd like to go silver this month, we're going to want to put people in these boxes who are at the senior level or above, because this will be just over 20,000 points, and one of those legs is probably going to have to do more if we're going to do the 30. What I also would do this month, you guys saw the NECAN qualifications, is you get double points for sleep systems towards the contest this month. So I would focus my attention to move the extra 10,000. You could do that by moving five sleep systems. And the way you're going to do that, guys, I'll tell you flat out, you're going to need to get out and pound it over the next 10 days. Because if you work it hard for 10 days, that gives you another 10 days for follow-up, and it's going to give you about 8 days to clean up. So the seed that you plant this Tuesday, you're probably going to pull out of the ground next Wednesday. My guess is to get that kind of volume, if you're going to need three frontline sign-ups, that means you're going to need to have nine people at your preview. You're looking at about 27 ABCs to get those three sign-ups. That's for your frontline. And then you're going to do a similar body of work for the people beneath you. You're probably looking at around, and by the way, there are people that know people that will get going immediately. One thing you want to assess right now is, If you know someone that says, I can make a phone call to three people and they'll come into the business, that's where you focus for that hot volume. Your best shot, now that I'm telling you that and kind of thinking it through, find the person underneath of this person or them that knows the most people that they can make a call. I've seen previews done where 15 or 16 people have done, where people with a lot of people equity can do that, and you get 5 to 7 people going in the same day. That's probably going to be your safest route. But those 27 ABCs is roughly what you're going to do to get the 3 front lines if you don't have high people equity. If you have high people equity, find the people that you can, quote-unquote, make the call to get them in the room, and then get them excited, too, and I would have that done by the end of this week. So that's what I would do. I would find people who know people, okay? That's very true. Angelique says, the 3 previous seniors counted a run for silver, or do they have to be brand new? Absolutely, they do. As long as you got your 3 seniors, you could run all 20,000 points through one leg. Doesn't matter how you go silver, as long as you go. We'll bring your business builders in as we go. I'd rather have you find 3 superstars when you're silver, and we're going to identify them, than have you sit there waiting for them forever and have no volume. That goes back to what I said earlier about perfectionism. It doesn't matter how you go. It matters how you finish. Get the 20,000 points done however you can. So anybody have any other thoughts? I've got some other questions, but I want to get the live side before we move on. And it's being helpful to you guys. You guys are kind of quiet, and I'm trying to answer. I've never done this before this way, so I'm trying my best to make this good. Is this helpful to you guys?
Yeah, I think it's really helpful. And something about, if I can throw this in real quick, you talk about everybody wants to know everything. When you get a corporate job, you don't know everything either. You have a, you know, period there where you're learning. So in that aspect, we are similar to just any kind of job. You're going to learn by doing.
We are. We are. There's never been a second lieutenant that showed up and knew anything. You know, that's what platoon sergeants are for. And so what I'm trying to tell you guys is, help your people. And, you know, one of the other questions is, do you help your people make a few calls? You make the judgment call on that, whatever they're comfortable with. Ideally, and what you guys should strive for, and this is another question I just got, do you make the calls for your people? I think Jeremy asked this too. Find the comfort. Your people, if they're excited about what we're doing and they see it, this is the real answer I'm trying to tell you guys. If they get that this is a really cool company and they're really excited about it, you're not going to have a lot of these other discussions. So spend the time making sure your concrete and your person is solid before you send them out making calls before they're ready. What I would do in that instance is let's find the neatest people. I mean, you know what? There is no good answer for that because I don't know if one of my friends had somebody else on the line call me, I got to be honest with you guys, I'd put the hammer down on them. That would last about 3 seconds. If one of my buddies had somebody else call me and said, hey, I'm calling for Larry, I would say, well, I'm hanging up for me. I wouldn't want to talk to my buddy's friend. Now, if my buddy said, I want you to, you know, hey, Rick, I'm doing something cool. I'm launching this. I'm brand new, but I'd really love to share it with you. Would you mind if because I knew my partner gave you a jingle, I'd probably say yeah, just because I'd respect it at least came correct. What I would never do, you guys, is get your people's names and call them, you know, and make that mistake. At least have your person say, hey, my partner's going to give you a jingle and do that prep in there. I think when you're working with a friend. What's that, Cowboy?
They got to set it up for you.
Yeah, I would never recommend, and I got this question twice, banging somebody's list and saying, I'm calling the behalf of Larry. I mean, that's just almost, that's just kind of cheesy. I mean, in my opinion, I just wouldn't do it. Now, there's a sales aspect to me. I've got the gear, I can do it. I just don't think that's going to serve you well for the long term in your downline. You know, by the way, let's say you make the calls for them. Have you really taught them anything?
No.
Mm-hmm. No.
No, the best way to do it. Let me ask you this, guys. Do you get urge by doing things, or do you overcome fear? How do I say it? What's the best way? Do you do the thing and get the courage, or do you get the courage and do the thing?
You do the thing and get the courage.
Right, so that's how you do it. And by the way you gain proficiency also is through mistakes. So if you've got someone that's really freaking out, maybe this is the best piece of advice, on their 100 list, have them call 95 through 100 and put them up, and then go back and call the good ones. I think you're better off making the calls to the lower quality prospects And I'm not saying prejudge, not as human beings. I'm just saying people that maybe you're not as excited about. Maybe that's the way to go. Call people on your list that you consider, you know, you can practice on them. Maybe that's the best piece of advice. Anybody want to add anything to that from experience?
I agree with that, Rick, because I didn't have confidence in what I was saying, and I found that when I talked to people who were entrepreneurial, I stumbled all over myself and I felt very foolish, but when I was talking to people that I thought wouldn't give a rip, I knew that I knew more than they did about what I was talking about, because I've never been a business person.
Right.
I felt much more confident, and that gave me the practice and the confidence then to go back and talk to business people.
Absolutely. That's a great point. And by the way, you just said something neat. We got about 3 minutes. I want to get closed out. Here's the thing, guys. You want to be in a bowling alley. You want your bumper bowling. You guys ever seen bumper bowling? Anybody ever taken a little kid and got bumper bowling?
Yep.
Where or who here goes bumper bowling?
I do.
All right, there you go. What I was going to say is your catchphrase for how you talk to people, how you do your business. In other words, when Paige and I go see a movie or something, we're like, well, we went downtown Austin and saw this really cool band, the White Ghost Shivers. Now, you may think that sounds dumb, but they're really unique, really cool. Paige ran a 5K. They had a band playing. They were awesome. Paige and I have already told two or the three other people we're going down next Saturday night to watch them again. We're going to take the kids down. It's a really cool thing. Paige and I didn't have to prep. Paige didn't come to me and say, Rick, I want to tell your sister about this band, but I'm really nervous I might not do it right. Can you help me? We didn't have to go to the website and write facts down. Because they play like 20s and 30s music, like from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And Paige and I don't even know the name of that kind of music. It turns out it's like hobo something. I don't even know what it is. My wife can tell you. And so the bottom line is, we went and talked about it. They're awesome. The lead singer's like 7 feet tall and wears a 40 swimming suit. They're just bizarre, and they're really cool. And so we told her about it, and sure enough, we're all going down there next Saturday night, and we didn't consult with the band, and we weren't worried about being right. Let me ask you a question. What were we worried about when we were talking about the band? I just want to see if you guys get this, because it's going to relate directly to Nikan. What are you worried about when you like something and tell somebody else about it? You're worried about something, and I don't mean worried like you're scared. What's on your mind when you tell somebody about a good restaurant?
That they may not like it or something.
No, that they may like it, right? I mean, you're not worried whether they like it or they don't. Aren't you just sharing it?
Yeah.
Karen, when you told me about places that you go, like you love the outdoors and stuff, you get really excited about that. Are you worried that I'll like it or won't like it, or are you just sharing something from your heart?
I'm just sharing stuff.
Right. Now, my question is, when we talked about this band, we weren't trying to be right. We were just excited about it. And there's something really cool about sharing something that you like with other people that you like. I don't know what it is. There's like a deep need in people to have other people. It's a giving thing because we thought they would love it. My brother-in-law would love it. The kids would love it. We just thought it would be a blast to go down there and watch it together. So we weren't worried about being right. When my wife and I talk about Nikan, we're not worried about being right. We're not worried about what we're saying. We're more out of the zone. That's not in our mind. So we're free to just talk about it like we love it. And the result is other people are attracted to it. The pressure is off. So let me ask you guys a question. Do you think if you got your people talking about Nikan the same way they talked about something they loved, you might have a recruiting machine here that would explode?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the bumper bowling. You want to stay between the lanes. So your people are talking about something they like. And if you're talking about something you like, you're never wrong. We loved that band. Other people may not. Let me ask you a question. If I tell you that I love that band, am I wrong?
Nope.
If I tell you that's 1930s music written by such and such, is it possible I could be wrong?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So if I tell you a bunch of facts about Nikan, even if they're right or wrong, are those facts disputable? Even if I'm right, could a prospect dispute them because they don't have the information?
Yeah.
What if I tell you I love Nikan, it's a great company, and being a part of it's really changed my life? Can I ever be wrong?
No.
No.
So maybe your guys' catchphrases should just always be right like that, and then work a couple facts in about how great it is, take the pressure off yourself, and watch the prospects pack the meetings. What do you think?
Thanks for the idea.